Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:13 on this Friday morning, September the 19th. Pleased and delighted to say that the tropics are quiet. It's going to be hot and it's going to be dry. Highs near 90 and no rain really until Thursday. So that grass continues to cease growing, which is good for all of us that have been battling to keep up with it. And then Thursday, highs of 85, so maybe a little bit cooler with a chance for showers, but no real cold fronts on the horizon. It's going to be chilly for those Southeastern Lions in Tiger Stadium on Saturday night. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, joins us now to talk about it. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay. Let me flip the script here for a second. When a team like Southeastern comes into Death Valley, they're doing this for the payday pretty much?
That's it. I mean, that's the big part of it. $750,000 will go a long way over at the Southeastern Louisiana Athletic Department. And, you know, Frank Selfo, the longtime head coach of the Lions, was joking about it this week, saying, you know, I wish they can just give us the check and we don't even have to show up. But
oh, did he say that?
They will play. There's a lot of kids, though, on that team from Louisiana, and it's a special treat for them to play in the Tiger Stadium. And I know, I think all joking aside, for Coach Selfo, this is just a great experience for his program. They've only played LSU three times, and the first time since 2018. So it's rare to have that opportunity to do it. It's a short little road trip. The game is a sellout, so you know there's going to be a lot of Southeastern Louisiana alums and students and faculty and all that kind of stuff that are going to the game. So it's not going to be a competitive game, but there is certainly interest in the game, and a game for LSU to get right in, and a game for Southeastern Louisiana to make some money and to have an experience for all those players that always dreamed of playing at Tiger Stadium.
I just always wondered how an opposing coach approached a game like this. If you actually say, we can do it, we have a chance to shock the world, et cetera, et cetera. But then when you got the head coach saying, I wish they could just write us the check, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a huge moment, a pregame speech that Coach Selfo is going to deliver before the game. I don't think you're going to get that out of him. I think this is a game that I think what you want to go into when you're a huge underdog or an FCS team, going up against an FBS team, is, I think, the biggest thing. You just want to play a clean game, right? You don't want to go into the game and commit, you know, 8 or 10 penalties and commit 3 or 4 turnovers. I think you know that offensively LSU should be able to hit on some big plays. It's just that they have more talent than Southeastern Louisiana. And obviously the other thing, with this being the last non-conference game for Southeastern, you want to come out of this thing injury-free. You don't want any big-time injuries or anything like that. Get the experience, get the paycheck, and then move on to Southland play, where Southeastern is a team that's expected to challenge for a conference championship.
And nobody's trying to be – somebody texted in. Nobody's trying to be disrespectful of Southeastern Louisiana. We're going by what the coach of Southeastern said. But yeah. Keep in mind, from LSU's standpoint, too, and I'm getting that in a second with Brian Kelly, if you think you're going to go out and just show up and they're going to hand the win to you, that's a good way to get you behind, beat, and the world would be shocked, right?
Well, I think there's a lot of motivation here for LSU to play well. One, first of all, the offense hasn't played that great so far this season. So this is the perfect game with six straight conference games coming up after this one for the offense to find some sort of rhythm, for Garrett Nussmeier to connect on some passes, maybe a couple of deep passes, for this running game to finally get going, for this offensive line to gel some more. There's just a lot of reasons for LSU to go into this game focused and ready to play. I would think even on defense, you have a defense that's starting to develop a mentality, starting to play with some swag and intensity, and you want to continue to keep doing that as well. So I think there's just a lot of motivation for LSU to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go out there and put a good performance on, and hopefully this is a game for LSU's perspective that, you know, by the time the end of the third quarter is rolling around, you're playing a lot of guys a lot of youngsters, and getting a lot of guys some experience and a chance to, you know, some of the guys, freshmen, second string, third stringers, to really get out there and play.
We don't know what we don't know about Garrett Nussmeier and his stomach, abdomen, whatever the problem is. I guess that's up to the training staff and the doctors. You don't want to do anything that aggravates it anymore. You do want to get him some work and get the offense to click. That's going to be a balance that Brian Kelly, the trainers, and everybody else you have to navigate, right?
Well, listening to Brian Kelly yesterday, he said that Nussmeier had his best week of practice in a while. So he said earlier in the week that Nussmeier's on the other side of this thing. So he said that Nussmeier's feeling really good. And, you know, he was, I think it was the first question yesterday when he met with reporters, you know, what's the balancing act of wanting to give Nussmeier rest as opposed to having him play in this game? And, you know, without hesitation, Kelly said he's going to play because he's feeling really good and he's starting to be able to do some things that he hasn't been able to do the last couple weeks, and probably make some throws that he hasn't been able to make over the last few weeks. And they want to put that in a game like setting. They want to see how he performs in a game like setting instead of practice. So I think they look at this as the perfect opportunity for Nussmeier to go out there, throw three or four touchdown passes, throw for 250 yards or something like that in a short amount of time, and then get him out of the game, and hopefully he's watching from the sidelines for much of the fourth quarter. I think they feel like this is a chance for this offense to really feel good about itself and some guys to put up some numbers individually, and that's the kind of momentum that they're looking for going into next week's game at Ole Miss.
Ideally, you would like to see them keep it kind of basic, don't show a lot, although they do have some stuff on tape already as they get ready for Ole Miss. But have the offense come out and click with Garrett Nussmeier, bam, bam, boom, boom, four touchdowns. Garrett Nussmeier sits down, and then the other Tigers get to play. I'm looking at your story here. Last time in 2018, LSU won 31-0, but Joe Burrow only threw for 150 yards and two touchdown passes, and the Tigers were forced to punt six times. So although that was – you can't take anything for granted, I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's just kind of a – interesting going back. We all remember the 2019 season and how spectacular Joe Burrow was, but there was a learning curve there in 2018 where for much of that season, LSU's offense really struggled. It really wasn't until November before that offense started playing much better. They went through a lot of their growing pains. Much like this LSU offensive line, it's going through a lot of growing pains. And Brian Kelly continues to stand by his comments that, you know, he thinks this is going to be a really good offensive line when it's all said and done. And I do agree with him in that you do have an offensive line where a lot of guys are playing for the first time. It's a unit, all five guys who are playing together for the first time ever. And those things take time. But my concern is over the last 3 years or so, this is an offense that has really struggled to run football. And there's been a variety of reasons. And even when they've had
Let me pick it up there when we come back about running the football, because Jeff's got some great stories at WWL.com. One specifically about Juwan Johnson that I wanted to get back to when we return. 622 traffic, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Tigers taking on Southeastern tomorrow in Tiger Stadium. Our coverage starts at 2 o'clock with Mike D'Atelier, Herb Tyler, the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Jeff, you got a story up there at WWL.com, and I invite everybody to go to WWL.com and read the things you've written about Juwan Johnson. Talk about that. For people that don't know who Juwan Johnson is, give me a little backstory on him and where we are now.
Well, Juwan Johnson is one of the best high school football players the state of Louisiana has seen. This kid was a four-year starter at quarterback for Lafayette Christian. Took Lafayette Christian to the championship game multiple times. Terrific athlete, especially just electric with the football in his hands. Great high school quarterback, but that doesn't necessarily translate into being a great college quarterback. And when LSU recruited him out of Lafayette Christian, even though he set the record for most total yards and most total touchdowns by a high school football player in Louisiana, the LSU first put him out on defense. They thought he can maybe potentially be a cornerback. Last year when he had the injury to John Emery, they needed some help at running back. They needed some depth there. So they, during the season, really after the first week of the season, they moved Juwan Johnson to running back. And that's kind of a tough transition where you don't even have preseason camp to work on that. And he made a little bit of an impact, not much. And then, in the springtime, when Ricky Collins transferred to Syracuse, Colin Hurley had his car accident and the injuries that he had to recover from that kept him out of the spring. Juwan Johnson thought, hey, let me go back and play quarterback. That's my natural position. That's what I've played my whole life. I really think I could do it on the college level. And then he learned it's a whole different ballgame being a quarterback on the college football level, and then realized, hey, if I want to get on the field, I got to find another position on offense. So they put him at running back, and he's a guy that you would hope could have some sort of an impact, especially in the running game. We were just talking about it before the break, Tommy. This is a team that's still struggling to find a way to run the football, especially after the last 2 weeks. They really haven't ran the ball very well. And is Juwan Johnson possibly a solution, part of the solution to that problem?
I mean, when you say, Jeff, let me get this in real quick. When you say that it's different on a college level, are you talking about reading defenses? Because if he can still spin it, I would think having a running back there that gives you the passing option, man, that could be very valuable that LSU could use. Thoughts?
Well, I think before it's all said and done, if Juwan Johnson remains at running back at LSU, which I think he will, there's got to be a halfback pass option part of the playbook. That's got to be one of the trick plays that they have with Juwan Johnson.
But you just think how much that would open things up, right?
Yeah. But, you know, that's only a play, Tommy, you can really go to every now and then. What they want Juwan Johnson to do, what they really want to do is somehow try to get this, I think for him and Harlan Berry, because both guys are so elusive and they are so spectacular once you get them out in the open field, is try to get them in a chance where they are in the open field and they can use their speed and they can use their ability to make a defender miss in the open field and have big plays that way offensively. And LSU
Thank you, Jeff.
Is trying to figure out a way to make that happen.
Let's hope they do. Thank you. So you think they win big?
Yeah, I got them winning 42-3, so we'll see if that happens.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. Pleasure as always, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got some great stuff up at WWL.com. Quick break, then we come back. We'll talk to Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Right now, a minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.